Hey, good Friday morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Live the Web Girl. Well, to be honest, she's kind of the only one that knows stuff about sports. I mean, me and Pork Chop are like, yeah, go team. But she breaks it down for us.
Speak for yourself.
Wow. Somebody plays NHL 2020 one time on Xbox and thinks they're a sports expert. Watch out.
Live Sports Minute.
A series of apologies yesterday for their high-tech cheating scandal. Owner Jim Crane, manager Dusty Baker, and star players like Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve.
Altuve.
All read prepared statements to the media about this sign-stealing mess. So Dusty Baker was brought in to replace a former fired manager, and he said the guy said what they did was wrong. Hopefully baseball can help clean up the game and control the technology so this doesn't happen again. Team owner Jim Crane vowed that such cheating would never happen again under his watch. He also said, our opinion is this didn't impact the game. We had a good team, we won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that. Which kind of seems like a backhanded apology, if you ask me. What do you think?
It's tough. I mean, I don't know. Just because you know a sign, you still have to be able to hit the ball or do that too.
No,
so.
For sure. But I think it definitely does help. And also, I think when you're in that position, you just apologize. Like, to be backhanded like that, I don't know. I just don't think it's a good look. I see it both ways.
Don't get me wrong. My team's the Tigers. They weren't even in the playoffs this year, so it doesn't matter. If they would have lost to the Astros, I would have been upset. But
right.
I don't know.
LeBron James apparently eats like absolute trash. So his former teammate and Kardashian ex, Tristan Thompson, says it doesn't make sense to him at all. He said he'll have French toast, like, drowned in syrup and sugary fruits for breakfast, followed by a 4-egg omelet, like every single day for breakfast, then go and just dunk on someone. He literally called him a specimen because of how much it doesn't make sense. And there's people who are professional athletes, they pay so much attention to their diet. And that's a super important part of how they stay healthy, how they don't get injured, everything like that. I mean, look at Tom Brady, who changed his whole diet.
That guy's a weirdo.
Diet.
He's never had a strawberry. All right, your point's over.
He has had a strawberry in his life, but he doesn't eat them anymore because apparently they're not a clean food, like strawberries. He doesn't even eat strawberries because they're not super clean.
You lost me when you brought up Tom Brady's craziness, but okay.
I know, but no, that's what I'm saying. So you look at someone like LeBron James and he eats like absolute trash and he's as good as he is. It's like, damn, he is a freak athlete. Colin Kaepernick still apparently wants to be a quarterback in the NFL, but while he waits for a call, he's working on other plans as he announced that he's launching a publishing company. So the place is called Kaepernick Publishing, and his first release will be his own memoir. So Colin said, I want to tell the story of my evolution and the events that led me to protest the systematic oppression in hopes that it will inspire others to rise in action. I don't know if this is going to help him get a quarterback job.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I don't see Kaepernick playing ever again in the NFL. Whether that's right or wrong is up to you, but I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening either. There was talks, too, I guess, that he possibly would have played in the XFL,
right.
But he, I guess, wanted too much money for that, so... I don't know. I think he's just going to be an activist and speak out for what he believes is right.
Right. Which, I mean, he actually has sparked other professional athletes to quit their, sport and just become an activist. So he sparked other people to do it. NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend. It's in Chicago, and it'll kick off tonight with the celebrity game at 7 o'clock. So we'll see stars like Kane Brown, Bad Bunny, and Quavo. Those were, the three of the biggest names.
Okay.
Common will be there. Those were some of the bigger names for the celebrity game, which I don't even know if I'm going to watch. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's just, old.
The only reason I ever watched Live is to watch Kevin Hart.
Silly, right. But he's not going to be there. Saturday is a 3-point contest as well as the dunk contest, which Dwight Howard is returning to, which I'm very excited for that. Sunday is a big all-star game with Pacers, DeMontis Sabonis playing on LeBron James' team along with the Houston Rockets' James Harden. So after the all-star break is really when the NBA, in my opinion, gets really exciting because everyone's playing towards that playoff season. You see players or you see teams either rise to the occasion or fall with the pressure. They can't do it. The 76ers are a team that has got to get it together. They still have a chance, but they really need some work to do. They have so much talent on the team, but they just can't get it going. The same with the Celtics. The Celtics and 76ers definitely have to, like, get it going after the All-Star break, as well as obviously the Pacers. And then the NCAA March Madness is quickly approaching. So teams on the bubble that really have to put in some work this next month include Purdue, IU, Virginia, and Xavier, which is one of my favorite teams,
boo,
just to name a few. My Louisville Cardinals, which I'm not sure if anyone cares, they are locked in, baby.
What about my team that was ranked first in the preseason poll, Michigan State Spartans? They're not even in the top 25 anymore. Do they have a shot?
Yeah, they have a shot, definitely. I think they still have some work to do, but they are definitely talked about. I think they'll be in it.
Disappointing.
Butler Bulldogs also should still be in it, but we'll see. You never really know what's going to happen. The Daytona 500 is this weekend, and Donald Trump will be in attendance. And are you ready?
I'm ready.
We are 100 days away from the Indy 500. Very exciting news. That's my Sports Minute.
Thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl. Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Yeah, the coronavirus. We got another case here, and it's actually in Texas. I'll give you more details about that. An update of that American Airlines passenger that was kind of being mad. She's actually suing now the man that was hitting her seat, and a superintendent telling parents how to handle a snow day. This audio, you got to hear, especially if you're a mom or dad. That's coming up after Arizona Zervis, Roxanne. By the way, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, or Single Awareness Day. For Song of the Day today, it's all about love. We'll do that after Joe's Need to Know News.